Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabre. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabre.
Hallelujah! Amen. Are you glad to be in church this morning? It's always exciting to be in the house of the Lord. I said it's always exciting to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. That's why with that excitement, you know, you dress up and then you come. Whenever you're invited to a party, you know, you go in a certain mood, isn't it? You go and see when them people go to the club, they go with excitement. They wear them short dress and all them things. And they dress up. Amen. Are you excited to be here this morning? Right. God is here. I said God is here. Amen. The Bible says wherever two or three people are gathered in his name, he is there. You know, so just make sure you check yourself and know that you are doing the right thing because he's here, isn't it? Let's pray. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. And as we gather, may we glorify your name. And knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh, we'll be blessed because we came. Let's sing it one more time. And as we gather, may your spirit work within us. And as we gather, may we glorify your name. And knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, and we'll be blessed because oh, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh, we'll be blessed because we came. Do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh God, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. Cannot do without you. Cannot do without you. Oh, Father, this morning, during our second service here, I pray that you speak to us, you affect us, you touch us, and that, Lord, don't allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Let us have a good time, let us have a blessed time, let us have a holy time, oh God, that at the end of it all, Lord, we will change from glory unto glory. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, and somebody said, wow, why don't you go around, shake one or two people, tell them, get ready for the message. And you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Yeah. This cloudy, rainy morning. Yeah. I pray for you that the day will come when it rains, you still come to church. I pray for you that when it snows, you should still come to church. I pray that you grow to that stage where nothing can prevent you from coming to serve and to worship your God. That day is here. I said that day is here for you in the name of Jesus. You know, it is all by a decision. It's all by a decision. If you're going to come to church, it's a decision to you make. Yeah. It's just like it's the same thing when you want to be born again. It's a decision you make to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That says, you know what? I want Jesus in my heart. It's very simple. So to come to church also is the same thing. You have to decide to come to church. In this life, life is made of decisions. Life is full of decisions. If you fail to make decisions, you face to live a good and a better life. You must always be ready to make decisions. Decisions are good. It's not always that you can make good decisions. Sometimes you make bad decisions, but it's important you make a decision. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, because if you don't make a decision, you'll just be the same way and at the same point where you are all the time. This morning, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4, I want to send out happy birthday wishes to my one and only Rebecca Ford, who gives me scriptures. Happy birthday, Blinky. God bless you. I'm waiting for ice cream cake. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. Charmaine, you're here. It's good to see you. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. The Bible says that marriage is honorable in all. Chantel, marriage is honorable in all. Can you give us another version, Living Translation, NLT? Marriage is honorable in all. Give honor to marriage. No, that's not good. Give me back my King James, please. I like my King James. You see, King James is bringing out an element here. He's saying that marriage is honorable in all. It tells you that marriage is being singled out among all. And marriage is the real deal. I said, marriage is the real deal. You see, I thank God that as I'm preaching about marriages, even people are finding people. Yeah. Very soon you'll see weddings happening. By December, November, December, you see weddings, weddings. Counseling would have finished. You see weddings. Yeah. Yeah, even Sister Rebecca, who is celebrating her birthday today, Pastor Roberta has chosen to marry her. Isn't it? Yeah. Bluetooth. You Bluetooth this. It's a decision. It's a decision. And there are others. Others in the pipeline. Wifey is also in the pipeline. So, there are relationships. You can have all forms of relationship, but the Bible is saying that marriage is the most honorable. You can have a fella if you like. You can have a banner if you like. You can have a poster if you like. You can have a billboard if you like. But marriage is the real deal. It may not even be the most happiest of marriages. It may not be the most perfect of marriages. But it is the real deal. Because somebody with a companion is different from somebody without a companion. And somebody with a companion that God has released his blessings on is different from somebody with a companion that God has not released his blessings on. Marriage is to be held in honor. Blinky, happy birthday. Okay. Ice cream cake, I'll pay half. Okay. Marriage. Oh, where you go? Where you go? But give me the thing, man. Yeah. Marriage is to be held in honor among all. Among child, father, child, mother, never done. Among common law, like a jaguar hat, you know, that kind of thing. All the things that exist. The Bible says that marriage, you see, can you not even feel it? When even, you see, even Granger, I mean, I'm not so much a politician, right? I have somebody, if I want to, I know I have politicians in the church. So I stay back and I allow them to do them things. But to see Granger older, matured, not so wild, and moves with his wife, Nagamutu, also matured, big man, with his wife, not so wild. It gives the country a certain integrity than little boys who just run their mouth. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. That's why in America, if a president of America cannot be less than 40 years old. You cannot be younger than 40. If you're younger than 40, you cannot be a president in America. You can't apply. But in some countries, even if you are 35, you can be a president. 31, you can be a member of parliament. You can be a big man. Amen. So we are saying that the Bible is saying marriage is the most honorable of all. So we want to learn about marriage. If marriage is to be held in honor among all, that we need to learn about marriage. We need to understand what marriage is. We started by looking at the dating period. You must date. You must calendar. You must month. You must week. You must date. You must go out. You must get to know one another. You must learn to know one another. And then everything will fall in place. Like you take wifey out, you know, to a nice place, celebrate her birthday, you know, take some pictures, you put it on Facebook, and you say, wifey, you got to do things. You got to do things. You get it. So we've gone through the dating period. We've looked at how you must behave even as a Christian dater. Because we are used to dating and having boyfriends and girlfriends, Christian dating is even something we need to understand. And we looked at that last week. That when you are dating, when you are beloved, when you are courting, it's not, there are things you don't do. There are things you don't do. You don't touch things you are not supposed to touch. You don't touch chicken. You know chicken? Hey, you don't touch chicken. You don't touch hills and valleys and mountains. You must keep away from certain parts of the body. Not the whole part of the body of the person you are dating. Because when you touch, touching alone is not satisfactory. When you touch, you gotta touch again. The way you touch again, you gotta touch again. The touching becomes nice. And then something begins to go through you. And then you want not just touch, but feel. Then they say little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. The little fox says, one dotty. Make what? Build dam. One dotty build dam. So when you start one dotty by whistling, one dotty by chatting, one dotty by touching. So there's something in your hair. Let me take something in your hair before you realize things are happening. So there are things you don't do as a Christian who is getting into a relationship with somebody. Many of us, we don't understand that. In fact, the deal is, that's why some of us, you come to church, you can't stop having sex. Because it's like you are on cocaine. If you go 1 week without sex, you begin to...
Yeah. Because you are used to breaking your back. Yeah, you're used to breaking off your back. You're used to that. You are accustomed to it. So when we say, oh, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. Ah, why can I not do this? How would I know that it's good? Bible says God created everything, everything was good. Well, what do you mean? You want to test? What did you make that you want to test? Can you create? Can you make? What is the testing about? Are you with me? So this morning, you want to look at marriage in a different way. What is marriage really? What is marriage? What is marriage? Anybody? What's marriage? Prince, what is marriage?
The legal union between a man and a woman.
The legal union between man and woman. That's very politic, isn't it? Very politic. Moreover, what is marriage? What is
marriage? I learned today.
Sorry?
I said I'm going to learn today.
You waited to learn today. That's a smart answer. Anybody, what is marriage? People say, oh, marriage is two people who love each other, come together. People have all sorts of definitions where marriage is concerned. But take this and write this definition down. Marriage is an institution ordained and ordered by God. Write it down. Or type it on your flat screen. Marriage is an institution ordained and ordered by God. Marriage is an institution ordained and ordered by God. Now, when we say marriage is an institution, it's a whole marriage counseling. So, but I just want to, you know, run through it, you understand a little bit of it. When it's your time to get married, we will go in depth. But when you say something is an institution, what is an institution? An institution is an organization. The church is an institution. What do you find in an institution? What makes something an institution? It is the rules and the regulations that binds an institution that makes it an institution. It is the rights and the privileges of an institution. It is the hierarchy and the leadership and the whatever that is set in place that makes an institution an institution. Like, for example, University of Guyana is an institution. And it is sad that a big institution like that doesn't have an auditorium for graduations with all Prince and all these people there. We are waiting for this guy, the new VC, to see if he will build an auditorium. One of the highest learning is he said today that if he become political, he will leave. He got to leave because politics has killed one of the highest learning institutions in the country. If you've gone to UG for graduations before, you sit outside. You pray that it doesn't rain. The whole thing is spoiled. And people who go there are supposed to be one of the most knowledgeable, wise people in the country. They can't build even a shed for people to sit down there and do graduations and matriculations and all of that. So, University of Ghana is an institution. Secondary schools are institutions. You get it? Now, in institutions, they have rules. They have regulations. There are things that bind the institution. There are people in charge, and there are people who work for people in charge, and there are people who are under people who are in charge. So that is, in a simple way, what an institution is. So it means that when a man and a woman comes together, they come together to form an institution, which means there's a head of the institution, there's a subject of the institution, there are rules, there are regulations, there are rights, there are privileges, there are duties and responsibilities. So if you are going to marry, you will have to understand all the things that pertain and all the things that runs through the institution. Are you listening to me? So that is what an institution is. When you marry, and then you say, me want no man control me life. It means that you are ignorant of the institution. Because what you are going into, the man is supposed to be the head of that union. You cannot have an institution without a head. Whether it's a mad head, a crazy head, a sick head, you must have a head. Anybody without a head is really lifeless. If you see a body and there's no head, it's a big case. In fact, it's a murder case. It's a crime scene. The police will come and cordon off the place. They'll put the stickers right there and they say, nobody should come around. Investigators will come. It is a whole big deal when you see a body without a head. So a woman who is married and does not want to have a man as her head, it's a dead body. And let me tell you this. Any type of woman like that will never be happy in her marriage. Should I say it again? Any woman who does not have a head in her marriage, Kofi G, any woman who doesn't have a head in her marriage will not be happy. What I'm saying is this, that you have a husband, but you don't see, you don't relate, you don't flow with a man as your head, you will not be happy. Because that is how God put the institution together. A country without a president. Even bad presidents, they make the country go bad. How much more without the president? So we must understand those things. Now, we say, or it is defined as the institution, it is ordained and ordered by God. It is God who instituted marriage. Marriage is nobody's idea but God. It is God who designed marriage. Anybody who wants to say anything or do anything about marriage, you see, the understanding in that ordained by God is this. It is God who established marriage. Now, again, it's going to be very sad if you want to enjoy marriage, but you want to enjoy the type of marriage that somebody else has organized and not God. There are brands, there are names, shoes. People buy shoes with names, people buy clothes with names on it, people buy BokTok with names, brand BokTok, brand panties, brand colors for your face, brand eye wig. Even wig, if it's not from Brazil or human hair from India, you will not buy it. When you go, you say, oh, what type of hair is this? Where is it from? It's a braid. Oh, what, China? Me like them Chinese thing. Peruvian hair. So even all of us who live our lives are used to names, brands. Aeropostale, J-Lo, Gucci, Armani, Dolce & Gabbana, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, CK, Calvin Klein, Job Kitendo is a brand. It's a brand of sleep. Yeah. Yeah. Names. And depending on the name, we choose and spend the money. Marriage has a brand. And the brand is one brand. It's God. It's God. One brand. You see, vehicles, the type of vehicle you drive even defines who you are and all of that. Toyota, Nissan. You have Honda. You have what? Suzuki. You have a BMW, black man walking. You have Mercedes-Benz. You have Lamborghini. You have Audis. You have Volkswagen. You have Mustang.
Hey, brother.
You have Peugeot. You have Mazda. You have Lincolns. You have Chrysler. You have Ford. You have what? Hammer. Where's Hammer from? Schwarzenegger is who made Hammer. Daewoo, Kia, Hyundai. You have all of that. It is the brand that determines how much you want to pay. Now, if the brand is not from a particular, one of the countries that makes the best cars in the world is Germany. Mercedes, BMW, Audis. You saw, did you know this car, this Mini Cooper? That small Mini Cooper. The one that they use in the Italian job. You see how small it is? Like you can drive it into your bedroom. You know how expensive it is? It's very expensive. You see it's small like that. You say, oh, I want that small car. The smallness doesn't mean that it's cheap. It is expensive because it is made by, I think it's BMW that makes, puts those cars together. So even though you don't see BMW on it, the engine and the technology, it is German technology. One of the best. It moves everywhere. So marriage also is branded. It is God who made marriage. You have to understand that. Marriage is easy. When you understand who made the car, you understand who manufactured it, then you also know who to go to when you have a problem with that thing that you bought. When you buy things from companies, let's say you buy a Dell computer, they give you 1 year warranty. If something happens within a 1 year and you give it to Pastor Larry to fix it and it doesn't work, and then you call Dell and say, my computer is not working, and then they ask you, they find out whether it has been tampered with. If you tamper with it, that's it. It's finished. So even there's a guarantee, when they give you guarantee, you are supposed to return to the person who put it together. And that's what happens in many, many marriages. That even though we enter into something that God has made, we want to enjoy something that God has put together. We don't go to God when there's something wrong with the thing. You go to friends. You go to family. You go to Aphrodite. We go to somebody in the newspaper. Please, this, please, that, please, that. We talk to family. We talk to mother, father, this, that. But they did not create marriage. Why are you taking, you take your Volkswagen or take your Nissan to be Harry? Even here in Guyana. Take it to be Harry and say, hey, Mr. Bihari, I have a Nissan here. I want to fix it. What will he tell you? He'll send it to Alim. He said, go to Alim. He said, no, we don't deal with Nissan vehicles. Go to Alim, Ramveld. When you go there, they will help you. If you have a Suzuki, they'll say, go to Auto Supplies in Queenstown, Peter Rose Street. They deal with this type of care. It is the idea. You see, human beings have become jacks of all trade, but master of none. So there are mechanics who can work on every vehicle, but that's not the original thing, you know. It's cheaper. That's why we go by that. Because if you go to the garage, if you go to the dealer, things are always expensive, but they are always the best things. You go to a dealer, Bihari, and order a part. You see how much expensive it is. But it's original. Then you go to Ramchand. You have options. You get used. You get Chinese. You get all types of things which can work in your vehicle. Many people have had car issues because the mechanic doesn't understand what he's doing. So we have to understand that if you are going to enter into marriage, you must know that the person who holds the key to marriage is God. That's why your marriages must be kind of initiated. It must be signed. The deal must be signed in the presence of God. And that is why we Guyanese people must lay more emphasis on the ceremony than the food and the drinks. Because Guyanese like the food. Guyanese like the drink. But not the church and the ceremony, which actually is the marriage. Because we can choose not to eat or drink. Don't you have food in your house? Are you starving? Are you hungry? Are you a parasite? You come to parasite on people's money? Where I want you and I need you, it is where I am saying, I do. Where I'm saying, with this ring, I thee wed. I give it as a token of my love and of my faith, which I release now, Ned, in the name of Jesus. That is where I need my loved ones and my family and my friends to be present. Because these things are done in the presence of witnesses. Not the party in the night at the police consumers hall. Or you're going to go and back bar. That's the only part you want to be part of. Come and see how marriage is made right there in the church. That is one of the most important ceremonies and areas to be. Everything else about after it is not important. Marriage was ordained by God. It is God who said Adam, when he looked at Adam, he said, no. It's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make for him an helpmeet. It is God who put Adam to sleep and took off his ribs and created a woman. It is God who did that. It is God who did that. I say it is God who did that. And therefore, if you are going to enter into that holy estate, you need to do it before God. Don't worry them post office things. You can do it at the post office, but you must have a pastor around. You can do it at home, but you must have a pastor around. Because you need that God's presence. God is the one who made it, shorty. You can go with somebody and live with a person and start living together that you are married. Shorty, you there in problems. Because you are driving a car. You don't know how the car works. Many ladies drive cars. They don't know how the car works. Some of them drive. There's no water in the radiator, but they don't know. One day, a lady called me and said, Reverend, please, I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed, but there's a light on my dashboard in the car I'm driving. Can you please come and have a look and tell me what is the problem? So I went to check. You'll be surprised. It was the gas. The gas indicator was on. And this lady is driving a car saying she doesn't understand what that means. It means when you leave here, you get stuck on the road. That's what it means. That's how many people do when it comes to marriage. That's how, if you check the official gazette is a newspaper that publishes all official legal matters in the country. You go to officialgazette, I think .gov or .gy or something, you'll find it there. You can Google it and you see. You go every weekend, court cases, marriages, mortgages, executions of sales, and all kinds of things. They are all gazetted. Like when these new ministries came in, Ministry of Communities, it was gazetted. Because unless it's gazetted, it doesn't become official. So when there's a divorce, the court, it goes through the courts, and then they put it in that newspaper, the official gazette, and now it's gazetted. It is recorded officially. If you go into the official gazette, you go into divorce. Oh, please. Plenty. People who are before the courts to break away from one another. Who said they love one another. Who spend money to buy dress. Who spend money to buy drinks. All the kind of drinks. Cakes. Sticking double cakes. One cake for the bride's family. One cake from the bridegroom's family. Do all kinds of music, singing and dancing. And then 5 years later, the love is not there. Marriage. 5 years later, abuse. This why? Is it because you have taken something to use without the user's manual? You know the user's manual? Do you know that a vehicle has a user's manual? Sherwin, did you know that? A vehicle, you see, we don't know because we don't buy brand new vehicles. Just as you buy a brand new DVD player and then you open it up and there's a manual inside. When you buy a brand new car, there's a manual. Yeah. What to do with the vehicle? There's so many things about vehicle that many people drive vehicles, they don't know. The pressure of the tire. Sherwin, did you know that if the pressure of one of your tires is lower than the rest, when you can get into an accident and die because of the tire pressure? Some of your tire is flat, you don't even know. I wanted to change my tire of my car. And I wanted the car to go a little up because you know sometimes when you go to certain places, the potholes and all of that. So I went to a place and I said I wanted a bigger tire. But the Japanese has written inside the car the type of tires you can use. So this one that I'm asking for was a little higher because I wanted the height. So when the guy said, yeah, no, you should go ahead, man. You should buy it. I said, but the car manufacturers have said, look, it's written here by the door that I can only use a 60 or a 65, not a 70. He said, don't worry with them people. They don't live in these places. They man, that's not going on. When you buy it, it will raise the car so that them potholes, them bad roads. So I listened to you and I bought the 70. I went somewhere when I needed new tires. And he asked me, what size do I have? I said, 70. He said, no. It's not good. He said, don't you see what the manufacturer said? This. I thank God I never got into a deadly accident with that thing. He says, you have a vehicle. Somebody in Guyana who did not make the vehicle is saying that, forget about what a Japanese man has written in a car. Use something that will make you high so that you don't go. Of course, I don't want to go through potholes and spoil my car. So it sounds good to me. And he fixed it. It was okay. I drive around and it looks good. I was bad because in the case of emergency, you see how foolish you have been. So we can't get into marriage without acknowledging the one who made it. So marriage is an institution. It is ordained and ordered by God. When we say it is ordered, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by God. It means it's God who moves a good person. It's God who says left, right, straight, the corner coming up. Not that corner, the next one. It is God who orders marriage. It's not Oprah Winfrey. It's not Dr. Phil. They themselves, you should ask how they are. Because let me tell you, when it comes to a man and a woman, you can't master it all. That is here over 36 years. I don't think you can master a woman in 36 years. They are always women. Yeah, you just have to accept some things. But to master them, them species? It takes a lot of Prince, to master wifey, you take all your life. All your life. Yeah. I tell you. Yeah, Reverend, yeah. Why do? It's not a good example because you're not married. Okay, all right. Yeah. So if your marriage is gonna go well, you need God inside. So, it's God who put together marriage. He's the one who instituted marriage. And he's the one who is the best person to move and run marriage. Not the man. Not the woman. Not the country. Not talk shows. Not social courses at the university. All these things are trying to deviate and to make us do things that the original... Why are you going to put something in the engine that is not required? You see, if you drive a vehicle, there are specifications. Oh, ask Brother Calvin. Ask Calvin. Calvin went to, I think it was where? Calvin went to the gas station to buy gas for his canter. Instead of gas, they put in diesel. I think it was a little bit or something. Or a lot. They put diesel inside. That was the beginning of trouble up to today. Because the engine is not a diesel engine. A woman is a woman. A man is a man. You see, no matter how powerless a man may be, for example, the man may not have the best of jobs. The man may not have a lot of money, but you can he won't take stupidness. Should I say it again? You see, when women get more money, when women their social status goes up, Abena, then they think that now I can do things that I'm not supposed to do. Because eyes bring money home. You bring stupidness home. You bring money home. Okay, it's good. Bring more money home. It's good. But it does not change the order of the institution. So if you get more educated than your mother, does it mean that you should be shouting on your mother and you should be cursing your mother?
No, Pastor.
Ah! So how is it that now you are bringing more money? You have the nice job. You are this, and you don't respect the man. Which Bible are you reading? Maybe the man doesn't have a vision. He doesn't have a mission. He doesn't do much. He doesn't say much. He's just relaxed and nice and cool. A snake is a snake, you know. There's nobody in this world, when they see a snake, that they will not. Whether it's poisonous, whether it's not poisonous. As long as you see a snake, we in deep on them things. You run. Yeah. You don't know you're going to take chances and say, what kind of snake is that? Is it poisonous? Let me check Google. Let me Google it. Is it red and black snake? Let me go to YouTube. Is a red and black snake poisonous or not? By the time you finish Googling up, you'll be dead. The most normal and natural thing is to take your, just flee. So the order, the regulations, the duties, the things that exist in a marriage, nothing changes it. Let's say you, the woman, you are older than a man. It doesn't change the man's ability, the man's headship. It's you who took a man who you are younger, you are older than. It's your business. So you have to goggle it. You got to bear your chief. Yeah. Don't come and say, I'm bigger than you. You're bigger than yourself. Who asked you to marry somebody who is bigger than you? Why is that now becoming a problem in the marriage? Because all these things that we are trying to do these days, it's not in the Bible. It's not in the manual. The owner's manual, the manufacturer's directions, it has nothing. We are trying to substitute, to cancel and erase some things and write our own things in the manual. You see, sometimes people buy vehicles and then they change the exhaust pipe. They put a double, big one on the left and big one on the right. So like you do, bro, that wasn't the original thing. Even motorbikes. Brum, brum, brum. They are trying to say that it's not a motorbike, it's a vehicle. But it's not a vehicle, it's a motorbike. It's a motorcycle. It's a cycle that has a motor. You want a vehicle, you get a vehicle. There are vehicles that have double exhaust. You see a V8. Audi V8, Audi 8, Quattro, double exhaust, originally made. If you step on the accelerator, man, you fly like something without all them broom, 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 broom that people hear. It's real. But you see, this is not what we're doing. Because of what the world is offering us, there are a lot of social talk, a lot of foolish social talk. The woman is this. The woman is that. The man is this. The woman is that. It's all rubbish talk. It is not in the user's manual. It is not. And it's my responsibility to show you what is in the manual, not what the people are telling you. if you follow what the people are telling you, you will not have a nice marriage. Because you want to live in a winter environment with a t-shirt. There's winter and you're wearing a t-shirt. You see how you die. You get pneumonia, you die. Marriage is an institution. It's ordained. It's ordered by God. By God. Not by your father. Not by your mother. Oh, Reverend, my mother likes her. My father also likes her. Does God like her? I wonder. Does God approve of her? That's what you should be looking at. Like, it's your mother and your father who is going to get married. That is called what? Miss Harry, is that you? That's what has caused all the problems in marriage, because we have made our choices and have made own the. Oh, Sister Jackie, thank you for helping me to preach. We look at she, get up. Stand up, girl. You see, she, what? Red one, come. Come, red one, come. Come. Oh, hey, Sister Red, come. That's right. Tall one, huh? What? What? Look. Look. Man. Prince, you're walking around and say, hi. 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 Slow motion. Rewind. Hi. I gotta go Suriname for Geshi. We see and we like. Look, is that blue? How did you do it? Is that blue? It's blue and pink. What? Women are too powerful. Oh, you mind nothing? Black beauty. Yeah. Nice. Is it Pastor Leon who said that it takes long to cook brown rice than white rice? I hear he was speaking in Proverbs. Dark sayings. No, but you see these two ladies, and then as a man, you look and you choose. And then you just go. But is God really okay with it? Because remember, Adam did not have any say in the choice. That's why when the whole problem happened, he said, "It's the woman you gave me." To try and tell God that it's your fault. But it's God who gives. So marriage should be approached with prayer. Not just look, nice nose. What? Should not mind woman. This woman is a woman of faith, though. Have you heard her testimonies? She rice bucket empty, and it get full up. She lay she hands upon the rice bucket and say, "Oh Lord God!" By the next day, rice bucket full. Caribbean rice. You don't want to marry she? Which one do you want to marry? Look at this lady here. You see her necklace? How do you call this? Is it necklace? You see the rainbow and the rainbow. Looks like if you give her Kalaloo and Bora and chicken and things, man, she put some things together for you. Mm-hmm, she says. Why wouldn't you choose it? But it's not just that. See, sometimes even when you're buying a vehicle, I remember when I was trying to buy a vehicle, they said, "Oh, Toyota." I said, "Why Toyota?" "I want a Mercedes. I want a BMW." They said, "No, no, no. Guyana is Toyota country." And I shut my mouth and I buy a Toyota. But I don't want to drive a Toyota. I want to drive something else. That's because if you want to live a peaceful, a quiet and peaceable life, use a Toyota. Spacio, Ram, what? 192, 212. All the things that are there. Because when you go to Chris, you look for a part you get. If you buy a BMW, you're looking for a part, you have to call Germany. Order it online and pay. So it's not just what you see that you take. In fact, one of the best choices to make is the choice that is made for you. Thank you very much.
Wow, clap for the ladies. Nice ladies in the church. Yeah.
The best choice is a choice that has had an influence from outside. You see, when Guyana wants to fix their irrigation and flooding problems, they brought people from Holland. Because we can't deal with it. It's the same thing. You cannot deal with your choice. You don't know who is good for you. You don't have an idea. You don't know who is good for you. But there's somebody standing watching you who has had you for all your life. The one who gave birth to you. The one who has lived in the same house with you. The one who has been seeing you for all these years, knowing you. He knows a lot of things about you that you don't know. That person should be consulted. And with a touch of God, make your decisions. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, you buy something without the user's manual. And then you'll be trying. You'll be trying error. You see, people like that, isn't it? Sometimes if something you are using something gets spoiled, they say, oh yeah, let me see. And then they'll be, so, man, gotta be the charging port. You gotta be the board. They don't know. If you take it to the expert who has been trained to handle those equipment, you'll be surprised what they will detect. Something happened to my phone. The charging port of my phone wasn't working. I thought it was my battery. I went to buy a battery for $6,000, only to realize it wasn't the battery. I talked to somebody in church. He said, it's the board. Brother Calvin said, nah, it got to be the charging port. I said, but this guy, he knows enough things. He says, it's the board. He said, nah. So I went town to town and to check with somebody. It was the charging port. I spent money on the battery. If I had given to this guy who said board to fix it, he would have bought a new board for me, paid for it, and it wouldn't be working. And then I only come to person, it's the charging port. If you don't get the one who knows originally about the equipment, you will waste your time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's do what is right. As Christians, let us use God's manual, the Bible, in our days, in our years, in our choices, in our decision making. Let God's influence and God's input be realized and experienced in our marriages. We'll continue next week. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for speaking to us. Thank you for the user's manual, the compass, the pilgrim staff, the traveler's map and a charter, the Christian's charter, the pilot's compass, the light that you have given to us in this dark and wicked world, the Bible. We have it. I pray the Lord we will refer to it as your user's manual in every aspect of our life, including our marriage, which is honorable above all. Thank you for teaching and opening our eyes to things we didn't know. Now we know, and we'll make good decisions. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are here, you are not saved, you are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. You know in your heart that if you were to die right now, you will not go to heaven. Pastor, please, help me. I want to get to know Jesus better. I want my heart to be filled with the presence of God. Jesus, come into my heart. You want to pray that prayer this morning. You don't want to leave without accepting Jesus this morning. Pastor, please pray with me. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please, I want to be born again. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Pastor, please, I want to be born again. If you're here like that, your right hand up high. God bless you.
I see that. And God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to pray with you. Why don't you come? Come. I want to pray for you. Come, my dear. Come to the front. Come for her as she comes. Oh, clap for her. She's coming. God bless you.
Lord, I lay me down.
Oh, clap until she gets here.
Bring me of myself. I belong to you.
Oh. God bless you, ma'am. Bless you. All right. Please close your eyes. Face me, please. Right here. Close your eyes with me. Say this prayer after me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised him from the dead. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. From today, I confess Jesus as my savior and Lord. I believe I'm born again and I believe my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.